This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you.
Doesn't that just move you?
A boat.
Well, it's Wednesday. We just got back from Chicago.
Chicago.
I'll tell you about that in just a minute here. It's 91 degrees there yesterday. Wow, pretty crazy stuff. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And I really mean that when I say that, by the way. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Well, I really do. I just want everybody to really understand that I'm not being facetious or sarcastic in any sense of the word. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, we have Steffi. Folks, outside of that, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean, Bradley, L-E-E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, two different pages. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, what's going on in your world today? Well, we can see headline news again. Border Patrol points gun at Boy Scout's head. Woman has sex with student 20 times. Folks, you're going to see an increase of this more and more as the days go on because of what's going on with the educational system. The uneducational criminal system is really what it should be, propaganda system. Going on, five happiest cities in the United States of America, all in one state. Obama attributes wildfire to climate change. Folks, you are dealing with some sick people. I don't know how many different ways I need to say this. IRS chief eviscerates in you lie moments. We can go on and 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 on. 67% of poll taken say that America is more divided. By the way, that is a part of a communist agenda. Divide and conquer. I do not believe that whatsoever, folks. Polls are contrived from A to Z. You know, when you go and find a poll that's in favor of lawlessness in America, where are they going? San Francisco?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually, the White House.
The White House, the
Yeah, all
Congress,
10 of them, yeah.
Nancy Pelosi.
So 67% of 10 people we just took a poll from said that we're more divided. That's probably
but
coming right from
we thought would give us the opinion that we wanted to hear.
Of course, of course. And so on and on and on and on we go, friends. Just the news that's going on across the state, the states within our union here. First murder outside Target since gun ban. Killer strikes month after company asks. I can go all the way over to Governor in we have in Maryland who he wants to go ahead and bring some more gun measures. By the way, he's a complete communist. And in saying that, what happens is Beretta, the gun maker, decided to move. So it completely backfired on this criminal. And friends, again, when I'm saying that these people that are in government are criminals, they really are criminals, just so you know. For example, in light of a law supported by Governor Martin O'Malley above last year in Maryland, a major employer recently announced it will be moving out of the state of Maryland. Beretta USA, the company behind a variety of firearms sold in America and beyond, reacted to the Firearm Safety Act. And look at the names. Always safety, always for the good of the people, when in fact they're always asking for more rights. And they're encroaching upon your rights on a daily basis, friends. But we can see that it completely backfired. What Beretta's going to be doing is moving. They made a decision to relocate in Tennessee because the law, the policy, friends, not the law, the law prohibited the sale of dozens of gun models within the state, said Governor O'Malley. Now, friends, again, I didn't know that our representatives worked for special interest groups. I thought they worked for we the people. I didn't know that they derived their just powers from the consent of those that are paying these individuals to be their little minions. I thought they worked for we the people and that they derived their just rights from the consent of we the people. But here again, the American people, thank you to the conservatives, are under the delusion that the government can do whatever they want and whatever they say is law, when in fact that is completely the furthest thing from the truth, friends. We're not to throw off the chains of the Constitution, friends. We're to throw off those that actually violate the Constitution. In other words, put the chains upon the men that serve we the people. We don't throw off the Constitution. We throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. Abraham Lincoln. Love him or hate him. He was right. He was right on the money. Speaking of which, we just seen the criminal from the White House again. We got a news alert from American Family Association basically telling the American people what, Steph?
Yeah, well, basically, Incredible. Yeah, this happened just 2 days ago. On July 21st, President Barack Obama delivered his promise to expand special rights and privileges to, guess what, homosexuals, bisexuals, and transsexuals, and at the same time, he specifically rejects repeated calls to include religious liberty exemptions for Christian-owned businesses.
I'm sorry if I'm not quite understanding what's going on here, but I didn't know that he could get there and begin to legislate everything contrary to the law with what he calls law, when in fact they're policy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It makes simple sense. This is common sense to me, friends. You throw off the men that are perverting the Constitution. You don't throw off the laws that protect our children.
That's right.
So here we are.
And his executive order, which is what this is.
Unlawful, yes, unconstitutional.
Of course, is an immediate response to the U.S. Supreme Court's recent Hobby Lobby decision. I think he's a big baby, I mean, among everything else that we talk about.
No, I think he knows exactly what he's doing. Because really, if you want to know who's attempting to control you, find out who you cannot criticize.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly. So it's an immediate response to the USA Supreme Court's recent Hobby Lobby decision, which was a good decision,
yep,
and the failure of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's attempt last week to punish companies like Hobby Lobby, which practice their Christian faith in their businesses. So I think he didn't get his way with the Supreme Court. He didn't get his way through the Senate. So he's going to take matters into his own hands, he thinks, until the people rise up and say
that
was
enough. Well, until the people rise up, it's 6 years into this. So
yeah,
what the people are waiting for to rise up,
I have no idea
neither. But again, this is criminal conduct coming from your government. And again, here we get these alerts from these conservatives and these Christian organizations saying, hey, look what he did. He just attacked us again. Rather than dealing with the issues at hand, well, you suffer the abuses. And here we go.
Exactly. Now, I want to finish this off by saying, defying the Constitution, which gives only Congress the authority to make laws, President Obama decreed that anyone who does business with the federal government must adopt written policies that specifically mandate special protections for sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or national origin.
Okay, now wait a second. Anything contrary to the Constitution of the United States,
that's null
and void. Okay, so if someone that represents we the people violates that Constitution, do we throw off the laws that he's sworn oath to uphold, or do we throw off the individual that failed to keep his oath up?
That's exactly
right. Here we are, friends. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, KRSY, 1230 AM, Alamo Gordo, New Mexico. We will be live Saturday. Thank you for your trust out there, friends. We appreciate it. That will be from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Again, we thank you to KRSY, 1230 AM, a new affiliate here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We appreciate you. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm telling you to throw off good government, friends. I'm not telling you, friends, to throw off good government. I'm telling you to throw off corrupt government. Why the American people subject themselves to the mercies of the wicked, that is a scary place to be, is it not, friends? Especially for those that email me and tell me what I need to do all the time, but you're too spineless to actually stand up and do it for yourself. Or when we actually tell you, well, why don't you send forth an article or why don't you jump on the radio and tell the people? We get this all the time, friends. After the radio shows or through emails. Hey, Bradley, what about this? And you need to expose that, this, that, and the other thing. Well, I'll tell them, well, why don't you just call in and voice your opinion? And then you never hear from them again. That's the problem. You know, the mercies of the wicked are cruel, and America subjects themselves to the mercy of corruption in government, which is about the most backwards thing you can imagine.
Yeah.
They that forsake what Scripture tells us in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, it says that basically those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. You forsake your own mercy by not actually responding to the mercy that God showed you when he uncovers the crime within government in the United States of America. So you undo yourself, and you add strength to tyranny. Of course, wasn't it Thomas Jefferson that said?
I've got the quote right here.
Go ahead.
I think wraps up what you're trying to say here is Thomas Jefferson's quote. He said this: "The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution, so the second will not become the legalized version of the first."
And it's not legal.
That's what you're saying.
I want to say this too. I want to add to that because it's not legal. We've heard this. We've seen this fly around Facebook. We've seen this fly around conversation. You know, everything that Adolf Hitler did was law. No, it wasn't law. It was contrary to the lawgiver. It's lawlessness. It's not law. Everything Adolf Hitler did was lawlessness, not law. I mean, friends, are you that backwards that you don't understand your left hand from your right hand in some cases? It's really that bad. And my point was this, what Thomas Jefferson meant and what he said, is those that fear the government, you have tyranny.
Yeah, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's liberty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, I got you. I thought you were talking about this other quote because you were talking about the Constitution and the fact that we want to chain down those who pervert and misrepresent
the Constitution. That's Abraham Lincoln, yes.
Yep, so Thomas Jefferson would talk about the same exact thing.
Of course. Now, wait a second, though. This is the point. Didn't those guys, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Hancock, Robert Sherman, James Otis, Samuel Adams, so on and so forth. Didn't those guys know how to deal with the tyrant? Didn't our ancestors and our forefathers concerning the faith Christians in the Geneva Bible, didn't they tell us through their notes what they were dealing with? Folks, do you know what the issue is with the Bible? The Bible exposes these people at every step. That's why they hate Christians. Now, I'm going back to this point. We are a Christian nation, and what is this administration? And by the way, we heard from an ex-CIA operative, agent, Kevin Shipp, tell us that this administration is aiming all firepower at what? Christians and the Constitution. And isn't it interesting, just out of nowhere, here comes the Sons of Liberty and other ministries across the land that are willing to stand up and do and say what needs to be done and said.
Right.
Or said and done, whatever way you want to go with it.
Said and done. I think when you're talking about our founding forefathers, they knew how to deal with the tyrant. They just didn't tell us how to deal with the tyrant. They showed us by what they did to deal with the tyrant.
That's right.
So they live by example. In our lives, are we just going to complain about it and not actually do something about it like our founding forefathers did?
Well, no, let's bring forth the answer.
That's right.
Okay, we're just showing you again, friends, what's going on in your country today. Oh, by the way, I wanted to add one more thing as to the highlights concerning the events taking place across the boards here, across our nation. A mosque leader in Philadelphia was arrested for trying to chop off a hand of a suspected thief. And just to make sure everybody understands that, well, Bradley, I think you're a racist. Well, I think you're an absolute fool. Because that came from none other than AlanWest.com. A black individual that means to represent the United States of America according to law, not color and race. Folks, the bottom line is this is going to continue on and on and on and on. It's not going to just go away. The only thing going away, friends, is your freedoms and your liberties because you subject yourself to the cruelties of these wicked men. And that's exactly what they are. When I look at the, going back to the topic of what's taking place on over in Maryland, O'Malley, I mean, the guy's a joke. He's a straight communist, friends. And what's interesting is when you go to Maryland, because I've been there several times, you'll find that he's a straight communist. But the American people over, well, actually, namely those in the state of Maryland, they're subjecting themselves to a communist that they know is a known communist. I didn't know that communists were actually supposed to be a part of our government.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were the ones that we fought off. As a matter of fact, when you look in Arlington or any veterans graveyard across the country, you'll notice there's a lot of family members, friends, mine, yours, and everybody else that's listening, that are 6 feet under the ground fighting against the ideologies that you're tolerating today. How does that work? That is shameful conduct, America. Going back to Maryland, you are tolerating a man that is promoting everything that your family members, in some cases, most cases across the boards, fought against, and in many cases have lost their lives fighting against the ideologies that you are tolerating through the O'Malleys of the world, through the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world. I love that topic. I love that topic. That's a whole nother conversation, but
I mean,
when people talk about stupid, yeah, that one's adding stupidity to stupidity when you try to justify why they're still there, when in fact they have no business being there. And guess what, friends? Isn't it interesting how you'll sit back and you'll allow them to attack you and everything that those that are 6 feet under the ground fought, bled, and died to give you? You are tolerating their crimes, friends. You are tolerating their crimes, and it's shameful conduct. It really is. By the way, I didn't get over to this. Folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. I apologize for that, but there's so much to cover on a daily basis, and jam it into 1 hour is just like,
I like it when we just
I believe in miracles, too.
That's right.
So,
well, the reason why that is because it's just
well, no, we're already past that stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me the intro. Okay,
no.
Well, I just want to highlight this then real quick. You know, we talk a lot about equipping and empowering people, and that's what we're all about, the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about how our founding forefathers didn't just talk about the problem, they did something about the problem. That's what we are wanting for all of our sons and daughters in Liberty, is to be able to equip you and encourage you to do the same thing in your own community. And I just want to highlight real quick, one of the ways that you can do that is the newsletter that we just sent out today talks about how you can make an impact. We've got a brand new button on our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, which talks about our affiliates, and we want to expand the radio program across America and even beyond, because we want to equip people with the information and knowledge they need to go out and do the same thing. And maybe you're saying, well, how can I help you do that? You can help make an impact by going to our updated affiliate information page on our website, and you can share it with your local radio station. Now, if you've been wondering how to get Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on a radio program near you, this page now has everything that you and your local station need to know to do just that. Chase, can you give us some information so people know how to say, hey, I want to get this program in my area. How do I do that?
It's really so simple, because these guys, these program directors out there are wondering, what do the people want to hear? What do they want to listen to? And when you make your voice
and
heard,
they, you know what they keep giving them?
The same
reinvented wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
A newer brand or a newer guy saying the same old garbage that brings us to the point of where we're at today.
Same message, different mess.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to put their light out, but the facts are the facts, friends. I'm sick and tired. The conservatives are the problem in this country. There's no getting around it, and so are the professed Christians.
Right, and so when these program directors hear you, even if it's just one phone call, that's more than they'll ever hear from their own listener audience to say, I want to hear these guys. I want these guys on the air. The message is important. It's truth. It's making an impact. They're going to give us a call right away and say, okay, who are you guys? Because I had somebody call in. How can we get your show on the air? And email me, chase@sonsoflibertyradio.com. I can give you some more info.
It's S-O-N-S, friends, not S-U-N-S.
Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hopefully most people know that, but I've run into that too, where they're saying S-U-N. It's like, okay, haven't you ever heard of the Sons of Liberty before?
I was in Chicago yesterday, and I called. You don't know the story yet, but I'll share with you right now, as well everybody else listening to the radio program today. But I called a car, actually where you
for a rental car.
Yeah, rental car, company. And when I called them, I asked for a confirmation of the car that I was going to get once I got to Chicago, right? Chicago. And interestingly enough, I had to call the company back and say, I didn't get the confirmation. I need the confirmation for our records. I can't just, you know, I need what's expected here, is what I said to them. And she said, okay, she was great. And I told her what the email address was, and she said, oh, I'm so sorry. She had it under S-U-N-S. Oh, you know, let me take it another step just to show you how stupid people can be.
Yes.
She had me going to a different airport, and I reemphasized the fact that, listen, I'm going to Chicago O'Hare.
Oh,
I'm
bad.
Not going to the next airport like 15 miles away from it. You get the point.
Oh.
The life and times of the Sons of Liberty.
She would have had you go to like Orlando or something.
No, it was in
with the sun, S-U-N.
It was in
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My TV.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Before we get started, we're about halfway through our hour here, friends. If you'd like to make any comments on what we're talking about here, now would be the time. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Hey, Chase, in the studio there is a piece of paper with notes that I've been writing on over the last hour because the stuff started dropping in on me. Can I take a look at that really quick? Because I think it's important that we share this information. Folks, do you realize, friends, that truth demands a response? I'll say it again. Truth demands a response. You also need to understand, friends, we're ruled by law, not by the lawless. Let me say that again. And the only reason the lawful are being ruled by the lawless is because the lawful, under pretense, are lawless.
Right. Principle.
Yeah. The reason I'm saying that is because it amazes me the struggle that one goes through to drag people over the top of the hill into the light when they love the darkness. And what we see across the boards, I'm trying to go off some personal testimony here, friends. just having conversations with people and the compromise that I see with these people on a national level, those that are frustrated with what's going on in their country, but when you begin to look into their own hearts by seeing what comes out of their mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, you understand what the problem is right then and there. That, in essence, these people want what they want. They want to be left alone through diplomacy rather than truth.
Right.
And, you know, for example, how do you win the left America to the right without actually making reference to God's word? When you go back to our founders, for example, George Washington said that religion, Christian religion and morality are the central pillars of civil society. How do you win those that love lawlessness and those that love dark to the light and to lawfulness when they hate God?
Right.
And what's even worse is when they call themselves Christians and they want to do everything.
But bring God into the equation?
Exactly.
It's like saying, hey, you need to change, but I want to be so diplomatic that I don't offend you by telling you what you need to do. And
see, but
God, you know.
Let me tell you who they are, though. These people are the real liberals, by the way. They see what the problem is, but they don't want to actually endure or suffer
hardship.
The hardships to actually bring forth the resolve, right? They
right.
don't. They just, there's no way to get around it. But what's interesting is you're trying to get the lawless to agree with God and with God's truth, but you don't want to use God's truth in the process. Here, let me say it this way. Jesus said in Matthew 7, 24 through 27, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, King James Version, he said, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now, what did President Andrew Jackson say about the United States of America and our Constitution? He said, our republic is what? Founded upon the rock of what?
The Bible.
The Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what we always need to make reference to, okay? I go on. Verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, saith Jesus, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. See, they want their house built upon the rock. They want the results of having their house built upon the rock, when in fact their houses are built upon the sand. Okay? Jesus goes on in verse 27, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and fell, and great was the fall of it. What's the difference between a democracy and a republic? There you have it right there, Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Those that want to rule by opinion, and those that are ruled by God. Big difference. Right? So, going back to my dilemma, I don't like that word. I just don't understand how people are trying to win. This was the conversation, one of my conversations, the left over to the right's cause without offending them.
You can't do that.
There's no way you can do that. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace.
Mm-hmm.
I come to bring a sword, which divides.
That's right. And
right?
The truth
there's
divides.
Sheep and there's goats. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The truth always divides.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is they want a response, but they want a response without actually bringing forth the truth.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's why you have a left.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I want things to change for the better, but I don't really want to bring God into the equation or too much light that's going to actually convict anybody.
That's
or
right.
I might get some backlash because of it, but I want things to change.
I want everybody to hear my message, but I don't want God's truth in it. Which
to
is
offend
gonna,
them.
Which is going to offend regardless if you like it or not.
Right. And it was William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present.
Right.
And troubling is not the funnest experience,
yeah.
But if you want things to change, you're going to have to flip that light on. You're going to have to speak the truth. It's going to separate the sheep from the goats, as he said.
Yeah.
And it's going to divide. That truth that we hear from the Bible is going to divide people, and it separates. It shows you sin. you know, lawful from lawless, sin from purity. There's no way you can get around it. Look
from
at
holiness.
Any, yeah, and look at right. any man of God or anyone who ever did anything as a leader in this nation, like Martin Luther King Jr. and so on, or Martin Luther. They always brought forth that truth, which divided, but look at the results that they got because they didn't worry about the opinions of
man. Wait a second then. So maybe this is what it comes down to. They want to avoid the cross.
That's exactly right.
Is that what it is?
That's exactly right.
Okay, wait. So in other words, they love their freedom so much.
Yep, that's exactly right.
That they're just not willing to fight for it.
Yeah.
That's okay for someone else's family member that's 6 feet under the ground, but that's not good enough for me.
Right.
That
Amen.
Is the mentality yep. that these people have taken on. There is no getting around it in any sense of the word. Rather than agreeing with God and trusting God for the results, they want to agree with their adversaries because they want to feel, in a false sense, they want a false sense of peace.
And, you know, that is just...
with the world that's at war with God.
Yeah, and that really is the definition of a coward. When you think about it, when you just put it in that light by saying, hey, it's okay that your son or your daughter goes overseas and fights for this country. It's okay that they lay their lives on the line. But for me, I'm just going to bask in the freedom that I have because many men and women have suffered and died to give it to me and not really do anything myself to actually sacrifice and uphold that freedom for the next generation. I mean, that's the epitome of coward. When you look at how brave those men and women are to go out and defend our country, just speaking here in the natural, if you say, I can't do my part to make sure that the Constitution is upheld and that tyranny doesn't reign in America, then you're a coward.
Yeah, total coward.
I mean, for you to say that...
And then they're fools for their pain.
Right.
And is then, really what and they then, are. They're trying to get the results outside of God's commands.
That's right.
And it's never
going to
work.
And when you're talking
yeah.
about the cross, nobody seeks to say, hey, I just want to hang on the cross. What you're saying is when you speak forth the truth and when you do what God commands, it's going to be a cross experience. It's a crucifixion to your own self, to your flesh, so that the Spirit of God can live through you and go forth and reach out to people. And when you have that cross, what's missing is the cross brings forth the power. And when you don't have that power, everything's a dead letter. If it's not anointed by God, if you're not speaking forth His truth, you can talk till you're blue in the face and no hearts or lives are going to be changed from the inside out.
You know, what's also interesting is too is they'll think of every excuse in the world as to why they don't get more radical for what they say they love, namely their country and
right.
their kids. But it's interesting, they'll say, you know, I don't want to just go out there and, you know, get into a fight just for the sake of being in a fight. Well, here, let me turn the lights on here for you, friends. The fight's already been picked.
Yep.
It's not as if you're assaulting the kingdom of darkness. No, what's happening is the kingdom of darkness is assaulting the kingdom of light, when in fact Scripture tells us that we're to dispossess lawfully, not unlawfully or illegally. But that's exactly what you're subjecting yourself to, and you want to try to make friends with that?
Yeah, I got to say, too, I mean, just look at, you know, you just highlight these highlights every day of what's going on in the country today and so on. If you're just a regular Joe, you know, average person, the, you know, emails that you get on a regular basis, look at the radicals. Are they afraid to assault you?
Are they afraid to pick a fight with you?
Are they afraid to, you know, crack down upon your religious freedoms and liberties? Are they're not afraid to assault you. They're not afraid to be so radical as to say, no, there is no exemption. You will do this or else. And you're afraid to pick that fight? You're not going around. No one looks for fights. But you know what? If you see, as that one quote
good
said,
fight,
I would,
get into
yeah,
it.
A good fight. But I would be a coward, is that one quote. And the name of the person escapes me right now. But I would be a coward if I saw God's truth being attacked and I did nothing about it.
Vernon Johns.
Vernon Johns. Okay,
he's the one that says, you know, well, we don't, you know, I was told this week not to rock the boat.
That's right.
No, we're boat rockers.
That's right. And we're not looking for fights. The fight is going to be there because
it's
if you're giving the truth.
It's already been picked.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. And the truth is going to bring that forth.
Well, they hold the truth in unrighteousness because if they listen to what they say they're offended at, then they would realize that they're already in the battle.
Right.
You know, I've talked to people straight out of Washington, D.C. before that said, you know, this was 2-3 years ago, saying, Bradley, you know, the American people are waiting for the revolution to start. He said, I see in Washington, D.C., it's already started.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
It's like where the professed Christians are like, you know, doing catch-up, like, oh, well, oh, okay. And even, too, during these summer months and people kind of, they take some time and they rest. And there's nothing against resting and taking some time with your family. But where's your heart? hard at. These radicals are not resting during the summertime. The assaults stop during the summertime.
Let me make a point. As a matter of fact, when you do rest and you do take vacations, friends, and when you do take national holidays, guess what? That's when they are busiest.
Yep.
And we've seen this time and time again, exactly through this corrupt administration. So it's when you are resting, that's when they are assailing and attacking your foundations over and over and over again.
You know, that is true. There is a story that basically during times of seasons where there's nice weather, there's more accidents that occur on the road because people get careless. When there's snow and it's icy, people, I got to make sure I'm vigilant, stay attentive, because I know that at any moment I could slip off this cliff. It's during the times where there's ease and you don't think there's going to be a problem that most accidents occur because people are not as vigilant as they should be.
Well, folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Last segment coming up, 1-866-233-07.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I wanted to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
All right, guys. I want you to hear this really quick. Going to St. Luke, because if you see a lot of parallel, namely with what's going on in your country right now, abortion, so on and so forth. Pharaoh, as a matter of fact, is killing off children two and under as well. In the book of Exodus, Deuteronomy, we can see what the process was. But we can go back specifically to, I believe it's the first chapter of the book of Exodus, and we can find that Pharaoh was doing the exact same thing that we see happening today.
Right.
When we go into, that's Old Testament, when we go into the New Testament, we can see that King Herod started to kill the children, two and younger, males, when Christ was born.
Right.
And we can see the same cycle happening today in America. But I want you to listen and tell me if you see any parallel here, okay, friends? Any comparison as well. Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias of tetrarch of Abilene. I'm trying to say his name just a little different because it's really funny.
They really roll off the tongue, don't they?
Annas. You can say Annas. Yes, you know, yes. And I'm trying not to be funny, but Annas is exactly what it looks like. But you can go Annas. And Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John the Baptist, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. Now, what was John the Baptist's message, friends, was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he was also the one that had the spirit of Elijah resting upon him, Malachi 3. And you can also find, friends, when you go back over to John the Baptist, he was also the one that went directly after the king and said, you and all of his evils are corrupt to the very core, and he let the people of Jerusalem know exactly who the problem was. And friends, I say that I want to see a whole lot of John the Baptists rise up against what's going on in this country, because more of this needs to happen. But look at the parallel. Look at the similarities.
Right.
You have the evil men in power, and here comes John the Baptist right in the center of all of it, pointing his finger back at the face of the criminal.
The Lord used his prophetic men.
Totally.
You know, to point out the finger. If you look at John the Baptist, you look at Elijah, you look at those that went directly to the king, and listen, I don't care what you
say. Jeremiah
did
it. All of them
Daniel,
did it. Yeah.
You know, so it's amazing how in the midst of all this evil, God still has his prophet. He still has his prophetic voice. He still has his voice being heard.
Let that voice rise. I also wanted to go back to our conversation during the last segment and just kind of highlight the fact that we know that we're in some serious times. I want you to listen to this, because this is law to grace, but I also want you to take the spiritual lesson and then apply it to the natural lesson. I'll do my best to expound, okay? The Bible says this in Hebrews 10, verse 26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. So in other words, when we know to do good and we do it not, unto him it is what?
Sin.
That's in the book of James. But I'm back over in Hebrews 10, 26. He said, but a certain fearful looking of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Now listen carefully. He that despised Moses' law, moral law, Ten Commandments, right? Died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Now, going to the New Testament, listen to how it's intensified. Of how much sore punishment suppose you shall be he thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Listen to the response from heaven. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. For why? Because it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Now, I'm saying this for the very purpose of what I said to you last week. George Whitefield rightly said, if God's not going to be glorified in your salvation, he's going to be glorified in your destruction. Friends, I also added unto that, if you're not going to live unto the blood and the purpose of the sacrifice, namely the blood, if you don't live for what Christ died for, you're going to be condemned by what Christ died for, and you made your own choice. Nobody made it for you. Going to the natural, we see that, again, let's go back to our veterans who paid the ultimate price through self-sacrifice. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. There can be no greater exhibition of love than to lay your life down for your brothers. And that's what these men have done in the natural, just like Christ did in the spiritual, John 3:16. Now, in saying that, going back to the natural, well, people got to be a little, Bradley, where are you at? What do you know? What's the deal?
My point, like weaving that needle,
if you're not living for what men in the natural and women in the natural are sacrificing for, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to be condemned by it, and it's exactly what you're seeing in the natural today.
Yeah, I think it parallels.
Because government has not been, they have not been put in a position to desecrate and to trample the blood of those that sacrifice themselves to give them the privilege to be in the office in the first place. But if the American people tolerate it, then the American people got coming what they got coming because they've done it to themselves. You've done it to yourself, friends. Nobody did it for you. And when you look at the cross, the price paid for your freedoms in the natural and in the spiritual, that's what's going to cause you to stand up and fight for what you've got.
That's what I was just going to highlight. That parallels our message so much. Is our message is the price of your freedom, both in the natural, as you just mentioned, and also in the spiritual. Christ sacrificed his life so we could have life. In the same way that our veterans, they sacrifice their lives so we can have freedom and liberty in the natural, we'll parallel that with what Christ did. As you just mentioned that scripture verse, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. It's so true. I was actually just thinking about, I believe today or yesterday, Mike Murphy, who actually sacrificed his life for his men. He made a phone call, the lone survivor. He was one of the men who received the Medal of Honor because he sacrificed his life.
Operation Red Wing.
That's right. By making a phone call in order to save the life of his men. In fact, he actually handed his ammo off to one of his buddies to preserve his life because he knew he was going to die. Well, that's great love. And that's the kind of love.
There is no greater love.
That's the kind of love that our country was established upon. And that's the kind of love that Christ gave us. I mean, he's obviously the supreme example of sacrifice and love.
Let me go to the heart of that, though, because we can go to 1 Corinthians and we can see people can sacrifice themselves ignorantly.
Right.
When you ask a person in the past, let's go to Jesus Christ, why did he allow himself to go to the cross in the first place? There was a purpose that he did that because he knew that was the price of redemption. Through his blood, the reconciliation, the atonement between man and God was through his sacrifice. So there was a purpose. That's real love.
Mm-hmm.
Just to sacrifice yourself because you want to be remembered as some, you know, sacrificial, you know, icon or hero for the sake of just, you know, you want to put your name out there. That's the wrong heart. But if you do it for the right heart and you really mean for your brothers to live
you love
through
your
sacrifice, that's the pith and marrow of what real love is right there.
That's exactly right. And we want to demonstrate that all the time here at the Sons of Liberty. And for those of you that say, listen, I feel the love every time I watch the show. Sometimes the love comes across in an encouragement. Sometimes it comes across in a spanking. But you know what? We need both in order to be balanced and continue on. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to support what you guys do because I feel good about what you do. I want to get behind
God's
a ministry
good.
That's going out there and doing. That's right. Because we're establishing his righteousness and not our own. You guys can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a one-time donation. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, you can do that as well.
What about two-time donations or three times or four times?
Well, you can do that. But you know, that's
those
how you
doors
do
are open
through
too,
the sons
right?
and daughters of liberty. You can do that. It's a donation every month. So you can do it 12 times a month.
You're the best.
In fact, right now, our product of the week is the Constitutional Silver Dollar Coin. So what that is for those who donate $100 or more, you will be sent a one-time gift of a silver dollar from Midas. It's a 100-year-old, real, authentic, precious metal silver dollar that was used as money in the United States. And the coin's estimated value in today's market is about $32. So it's a nice little, you know, incentive and something behind that. But our heart is for you to give because you see the need. And you say, listen, this is what I can do. I'm going to do my part to be able to make sure that this message goes across America. That's what we want to do.
Well, this is our country.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of our country, and I want to just list this off. And I'm
you
get
just
it right
go
now.
For it, sister.
You know, we had a comment that I received
today. No, we did not.
Yes, we had a comment today that I received from Chase today from a guy named Doug Carter. And this is what he had to say. Speaking of equipping you guys, all you listeners out there, to go out and do the same thing, we've got all of our different products on our website as well.
Well, what's the comment?
I'm getting to the comment right now.
Well, we want to hear the comment.
This is what he said. Well, I'm explaining what he's commenting about.
We got 30 seconds for you.
He's commenting on the My War documentary series.
Okay.
He said, I've got this set, and I've watched it over and over. America needs to see this. Better yet, scheduled Bradley Dean to come and speak to you and for your teens as well. And this is interesting because Doug actually had you come speak at his college, I think, 8 times total with all these different classes. So he's not just talking about something that he heard on a DVD.
Richmond College in South Carolina?
I think North Carolina.
Was it North?
I think it was North.
Oh, what's the difference?
How about this? In the Carolinas. But he didn't just watch the video and get excited about it. He did something about it and had us come in to speak to his students. And what an impact. I mean, for him to say that this is a 5-part documentary series, for him to say that I watch it over and over, you know it's making an impact. If you want to get those, all the different things we have, our books, our CDs, you know, DVDs, please go to our website, check it out.
Yes. I had to say this right before the end of the show. Friends, did you know that there was an Israeli paper that posted this? The terrorists said of those that are attacking Israelis, their God changes the path of our rockets in midair, said a terrorist.
Amen.
Don't ever forget that you serve a living God, friends. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya!
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.